The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, and welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind, live from Big Iron and the North Dakota Corn Growers Association booth. We're in the Expo Building, which is Building C, on the Big Iron campus in West Fargo, which is the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Follow your nose, because if you smell the popcorn, free popcorn going out the door, and it's great. Great stuff. Just had a little news break popcorn snack myself here on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. By the way, North Dakota Petroleum Council website, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, a great resource about the $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs in the oil patch. So check it out. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us momentarily. He will do a little mini version of the talk radio town hall. Actually, we had a lot going on here at Big Iron, and also Kevin had a lot going on back in Congress. They're back. So he is going to be able to join us for just one segment, but if you do have a question or comment, we'd encourage you to get that in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're also going to chat on the program today with Levi Taylor. Levi is in leadership with the Young Farmers and Ranchers Organization of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, another one of our fine sponsors, and they're here at Big Iron as well. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau has a Young Farmers and Ranchers program. Levi's part of that. He's actually going to come over with one of the speakers they brought in for the information series that you heard our guest last hour, Brian Schultz, talk a little bit about. So we look forward to that conversation as well on the program today. Tom Lilja is going to be here. Tom is the head of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association. Huge announcement, really internationally, in the last number of weeks about the National Genome Center. And we talked to Tom about, the effort to get that. We talked to Tom shortly after that was secured. And we're looking forward to finding out a little more details about how that happens, when it happens, and all of those things today on the program coming up as well. In the meantime, your calls, your questions, your comments are welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. House has voted to block the EPA Waters of the U.S. rule. We're going to talk with Congressman Cramer about that. There is a committee hearing on Bakken crude, which, is... a little crazy, this idea that, that there needs to be a special designation, or that somehow there's a volatility different in Bakken crude than other oil. It's sort of a pylon factor from the critics, but we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about that. The Senate delay on the House passed human trafficking bills is really making Congressman Cramer upset. I don't blame him, because there's so many things that just are basic good common sense, and certainly the legislation on human trafficking bills is a great idea. So what possibly could the Senate be against in that? You tell me. Another fertilizer plant announced, the largest infrastructure project in the history of North Dakota, near Jamestown, out at Spiritwood. This is incredible, folks. It's back on. It's happening. And Congressman Cramer wants to talk about that. We also have President Obama telling Congressman Cramer and other congressional leaders that he doesn't need their permission to act on ISIS. So the president speaks tonight. We'll ask Congressman Cramer what he wants to hear from the president, and we also would like to know what you want to hear from the president tonight about the EPA. So those are all topics we'll hit as we go throughout the program. We also have some feedback from our listeners on one of our topics from last hour related to our conversation about Ryan Rauschenberger, the tax commissioner, and his current battle with alcoholism and treatment. Tracy Potter, who's a Democrat, one-time candidate for a Senate in North Dakota, posted on our Facebook page. He said, "Ryan's a friend of mine. I want what is best for him. The decision of what to do is his and his alone. But he should not be pressured into staying into the race just to keep the office in Republican hands. He cannot be taken off the ballot regardless. The question I want answered before early voting starts is whether or not we're choosing between Jason Astrup, who is the Democratic candidate, and Ryan, or between Jason and a Republican to be named later. I have to applaud Tracy Potter for his comments there. I think they're measured. I think he, in his own little way, is pushing back a little bit from some of the pile-on that's come from his fellow Democrats on this particular case. So I think that makes good sense. Robert says, when Democrats make a mistake, they say we need compassion and to give folks a second chance or a third or a fourth. When anybody else makes a mistake, then they want to run them out on a rail. Democrats think they're perfect, says Robert. David says, Bill, you are far from perfect, so you must not be a Democrat. Oh, now we're starting a food fight on our Facebook page, Todd. What are we doing here? Come on.
Yeah, don't be doing that.
800-228-0550. No food fights here, unless it's popcorn, right? Yeah. Anyway.
You and that free
popcorn. We just received word that Congressman... I can't get over it. And by the way, smell your way to the North Dakota Corn Growers Association booth and get yourself some free popcorn. Saw a good friend of mine from East Grand Forks, Minnesota here waving hello. A lot of folks are finding the popcorn, so that's a great way to go. Telephone number, by the way, is 800-228-0550. Let's get Bob and Grafton here while we're waiting for Congressman Kramer. Bob, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment about this, you know, Hippocratic statement from another Democrat about if it was him, he would step down. You know, I think the Democratic Party should change their name from the Democrats to the Hippocrats, because I seem to remember a prominent Democrat by the name of Ted Kennedy who had an above-average fondness for his drink, and no Democrat ever made a comment like that about him stepping down. So, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder, in which case I think half the Democratic Party should step down. So, change their name from Democrat to Hippocrat.
Well, I appreciate the call. We'll play on words there, Bob. Thank you very much. Boy. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here for our abbreviated version of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. A busy man just wrapping up the hearing. What was the hearing on, Kevin?
The hearing was on the lack of transparency, once again, by the Fish and Wildlife Service. And the evidence was, of course, their lack of responses to our committee subpoenas. And I have to tell you, because you cannot make this stuff up, Scott. You know, what we learned about secret maps by the EPA, and we were able to pass a bill overwhelmingly yesterday to deal with that in the House. Today, we found exhibits where a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request by a bird conservation group got a nearly full document in 2013 when the Natural Resources Oversight Committee requested the same information that they've already provided to a bird conservation group. They sent us the memo with everything redacted except the title. That's the most transparent administration in American history. They respond to a subpoena, blacking out their information, but they give it to a bird conservation group by a simple request. So that's what we're dealing with today in the Natural Resources Committee.
Talk about the House vote to block the EPA Waters of the U.S. rule. What are the chances of that getting to the president's desk?
Well, he's already said he'd veto it if it did get to his desk, so that tells you a little bit about where his priorities are. He complains that the House Republicans don't ever get anything done. Now, we've passed 365 bills that he won't allow to, you know, he and Harry Reid won't even allow the Senate to vote on. So what the bill does, it's a strong signal, Scott, because we had 264, I think it was, House members that voted for it, overwhelming majority, including lots of Democrats that voted for it. And what it says is stop the Waters of the U.S. rule. We've talked about it a lot on this program. You know, the revelation of the secret maps of a few weeks ago that I was able to reveal really led, I think, to this very quick and very decisive action by the House of Representatives. And so what it does is it stops the rule in its tracks. It clarifies, you know, where the EPA and the Corps of Engineers does not have jurisdiction, and it further codifies what the Constitution already says, and that is that this is most of these waters are the jurisdiction of states. And so it restores private and states' property rights, private property rights and states' jurisdictional rights. And it requires more transparency. The same topic we're talking about today with regard to the Fish and Wildlife Service. It requires them to be more transparent, to consult states, to consult local communities. So it was a very overwhelming vote, and it's the kind of vote that has to make even Democrats in the Senate pause and think maybe we should at least talk about this in a hearing someplace. But we'll see if Democrats in the Senate will stand up for landowners and states, or if they're just going to sort of block and tackle for Harry Reid and Barack Obama.
We'll start with Amber and Hazen here for a question for Congressman Kramer. May have to get your answer on the other side of the break. Amber, quickly, go ahead if you would.
Yes, Mr. Kramer, thank you for taking my call. I know that the Bakken and the oil and the housing out there has been a hot topic for quite a while, and I am actually a resident, you know, a longtime resident of North Dakota. I left,
sure,
decided to raise a family, and came back to North Dakota for the amenities that are here that I grew up with.
Sure.
We bought a manufactured home and have had many, many issues with it. We're actually a full year out, and the house is still not complete or finished to high standards. My question to you is, why does North Dakota have a commissioner and a commissioner?
Amber, do me a favor. We're gonna actually put you on hold if you wouldn't mind. Just hang on one sec here, Amber. We'll get this full question in after the break with Congressman Kramer. We're live at Big Iron today. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Clean never sleeps. Not at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Stanley, North Dakota, on the truck bypass just south of the Pinnacle there. Megan's on the phone. What does 24/7 service mean for truckers, Megan?
Yeah, absolutely. We are open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Our shortest wait times are during the evenings, anytime after 8 p.m. and anytime before 8 a.m. is the best time to come and get your truck washed.
All right, so no waiting, 24/7, no appointments necessary. Just come on in, and they'll get you in line at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We are back live at Big Iron today on What's On Your Mind. As you can hear, there's a hubbub of activity. We're at the North Dakota Corn Growers booth, which is in the Expo Building, Building C. Just smell your way here because there's free popcorn and video games, and we're having a blast. So stop by and see us. Wednesday means Talk Radio Town Hall Day. We do have an abbreviated version of that today with Congressman Kevin Cramer joining us. Before the break, Amber and Hazen had a question. Others welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Amber, sorry, go ahead with your question for Congressman Cramer.
No, I appreciate you letting me finish. I'm just wondering why there is, and your thoughts from your office, on why a commissioner is set up and there's a commission to file complaints, but there's no resolution clause in North Dakota. So anyone that has issues as ours, and I know of other people at the same, from the same facility,
sure.
The only place we have to go is to federal HUD, which is, you know, a little intimidating for... for a family. I'm just wondering why there is no, that commission doesn't have, there's no resolution clause in North Dakota.
Sure. Yeah, Amber, I guess I'm not familiar with the North Dakota law or why there's a, why the lack of a resolution clause, and you know, frankly, you obviously have pursued the HUD angle because I think it was back in the 70s or 80s when the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development began the regulation of construction of manufactured homes. And then there's a National Manufactured Housing Construction, you know, manual or somewhere that has some safety standards. And so they have promulgated the rules and the standards, and I just don't know what your recourse is. But if you don't mind, Amber, if you want, we're happy. My office would be happy to take your, you know, information off the radio and open up a case for you if you want us to, you know, sort of help you wade through the federal morass. I'm not sure why the state doesn't have some recourse, but we can certainly look into it for you.
That would be amazing, because it's been a heck of a year fighting this, and I just want something that's nice for my family and what we
sure.
paid for, and we're just not getting that.
Sure. No, I understand. And so, Scott, if you can facilitate us just getting in touch with Amber, that would be great. Or Amber, you can certainly always just call my office, any one of my offices in North Dakota or in Washington, and we'll open a case for you and see if we can help you out.
Thanks, Amber, for the call. 800-228-0550 with others. I want to ask you about another issue related to a committee hearing on Bakken crude. First of all, just to back up a little bit on this whole thing, should there be a special designation for Bakken crude at all, or is this sort of a fool's errand in your view?
It doesn't seem to me there ought to be, for based on the testimony we heard yesterday, both from the Department of Energy and from the Department of Transportation's Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. It sounds like Bakken crude is pretty normal, light, sweet crude. Yesterday's hearing did get that reconciliation. I think there's, you know, people have alluded to it, but it was the first time that there was official recognition by the administrative agencies. And the other thing was, that doesn't behave a lot differently than, well within the norm of other light sweet crudes. Basically, most of the information, most of the hearing kept leading toward, yeah, but there's large volumes of it, which is really a separate issue. There's large volumes of it being moved by rail, and that really is a separate issue than what we were trying to discover yesterday. It's not an unimportant issue. The idea that it would be designated specifically Bakken, certainly that from a safety standpoint, it doesn't seem to be necessary, but that it is a different kind of crude than, say, a heavier crude, I think that's fairly obvious. So, as you noticed, I was questioning a fair bit into why is it a rating of one when refined fuels has a rating of two as far as the packing designation is concerned, and we just want good, consistent information and data, and everybody seems to agree, and again, including the administration, including the industry, that a lot more study needs to be done. There's a lot more that we don't know, not just about Bakken crude, Scott, but the thing that really came out is that there's a lot of other light sweet crude, especially from shale formations and other places, that may not be quite as developed as the Bakken, or more developed in some cases, but we probably need to expand the study so that we know the product that we're dealing with, so that we can then move ahead with appropriate rules that meet those qualities, those characteristics, those chemical compositions. But there's more to it than just that. Then there's the whole issue of how it's transported, how it's moved, how it's packed, you know, what kind of vents there are. Those are the things you can answer when you know more precisely the product you're dealing with.
All right, let's go to Audrey and Halleck, and then we have an off-air call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Audrey, your question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
I was wondering if he heard Fox News early yesterday morning, and they had a report that there's an atomic facility 50 miles from Washington, D.C., that has not one single guard around it. And they went out and checked. There was no guard. There was a place there for a guard that was locked, and there was a padlock on it. Nobody anywhere around.
I have to admit, Audrey, thanks for raising the issue. I had not heard that. I did not see the story yesterday morning, but you piqued my curiosity, so certainly we'll check into it. We'll check into it and see what's actually there and or what maybe used to be there that may not be there, and maybe we can report next week, Scott.
Appreciate the call, Audrey. Thank you. There's an off-air call that's coming as well. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Oh, Congressman Cramer. You know, it's a sad state of affairs when Congress has to pass legislation to stop non-elected employees of the government from doing something really screwy. That makes my head spin. Good luck to you. I appreciate everything you do.
Well, I don't know if the caller is referring to the waters of the U.S., but he could be referring to a whole bunch of bills lately that we've been passing. In fact, today we're going to hopefully pass a bill that will stop the implementation of the Affordable Care Act's requirement for small businesses, because we're seeing now that small businesses are taking the coverage for people that are employed by small businesses in this country are killing. It's killing jobs. It's escalating dramatically the cost of health care coverage, and it's just kicking in now. That's the one piece of the Affordable Care Act that's just starting to kick in for the people that work for small businesses. So, we're going to try and at least hold that off for a number of years in a vote today. But the caller makes is an important one, because I think part of it is because over the course of the last several decades, Congress has passed very broad policy bills and relying then on the agencies and the bureaucracy to draft the more specific rules. Clearly, we can't continue to do that. We can't allow that any longer. So we have to write more, in my view, write and pass more specific laws that where the intent cannot be interpreted differently by bureaucrats. And consequently, we might need fewer bureaucrats.
Appreciate that call very much. I need to ask you a quick question. We only have less than a minute left. What do you expect from the president tonight, and what do you make of his comment that he doesn't need your approval?
Well, it's so weird that he doesn't need our approval, but he's going to ask for our approval, and I think it just further exacerbates the point that this guy's confused and creates chaos. I hope we hear a very strong, decisive strategy, and I hope we can read into that both the tone and what he says, that he's serious about wiping out ISIS. And if he is, and he has a good strategy for doing it and is committed to it and can build a coalition, I think he's going to find a lot of support from Congress, and I think he's finding more support from the American public. But he has to be very convincing.
Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're live at Big Iron today. Thanks, Kevin. Back next week for a full hour.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right. MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. MeatTaffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Todd, I have the perfect idea for Coach Kleiman, who's going to join us in a moment, the head football coach of the NDSU Bison, 2-0. Heading into a weekend with Incarnate Word, it's just gone to a whole new level because of the arrival of ESPN College Game Day. How about if every Bison football player had the same pillow you and I do? Don't you think that'd be perfect?
There you go. There you go. That's how
so,
it's done.
Yeah. What's the give me the number, and everybody should write this down, and we'll get it to the NDSU players as well, and Coach Kleiman, so they can go to mypillow.com and do promo code Scott.
Get yep. 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, or, of course, like Scott said, MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott.
And by the way, two-for-one deal on the classic pillows. We will take all the advantages we can. I tell you, those Iowa State Cyclones are still complaining. How come our guys were throwing up and cramping and all these Bison guys, the same heat, same feel, everything else? I love that. Well, you know, my pillow just be another advantage. NDSU head football coach Chris Kleiman is with us. Coach, how are you doing today?
Coach, how are you doing today?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
We got
now
you
we can
now.
Hear you loud and clear. Nice to have you back on the program. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to catch up with you. Tell us a little bit about the week and how it's changed now with the addition of ESPN College Game Day. Does that help the hype and help get the players pumped up?
Oh, we're excited about Game Day coming back to Fargo. Obviously, they had a great time last year and had great ratings for their show, and our kids are excited about it. To experience all that stuff on Friday that we'll get to experience by heading down there a little bit, and then on Saturday we'll focus on the game. But it's a great thing for our state. It's a great thing for our city. It's a great thing for our university and for Bison Nation, and it's really good for FCS football.
Talk about Incarnate Word. Most people in the area have no clue what the team is about. What do they do well? What might Bison exploit on Saturday, Coach?
Well, they're a team out of the Southland Conference. They're in a transition from Division II to Division I. So this is, I think, their third year. But they play in the same league as Sam Houston State. They play in the same league as McNeese State and Stephen F. Austin. And I know many of the listeners know about Sam Houston because we've beaten them the last 2 years or two of the last 3 years in the championship game. But that's the league that they play in. So and they're from Texas. They've got a number of good athletes. They've got an exceptional coaching staff that has done a really good job each year of progressing the program. I know last year I think they were 6-5 and have had some good success recruiting. But, you know, for us, it'll be how well we can match up with their speed on the outside, both from our receivers and our DB standpoint. And, you know, we hope that we have the ability to, you know, hopefully control the line of scrimmage. You know, we're hoping that we can be able to run the football and be able to stop the run. But it'll be a big challenge for us simply because there's a lot of distractions going on this week. We're coming off two big road wins. I think the championship banner will be raised, but our guys are excited to play at home finally again.
And are you healthy?
Yeah, we're still down Mike Hardy, who got injured in the Iowa State game, but he's feeling better. We're hoping to get him back in a few weeks. We're down Andrew Smith, who's a really good special teams player for us. He broke his wrist, and he'll be out for a few weeks. But for the most part, we're in pretty good shape.
Also want to ask you a little bit about a concern you might have of, you know, sort of the hype of game day. And is it difficult to get the team to concentrate on the opponent and kind of get caught up in this hoopla? I mean, this is a great thing. There's no possible way to look at this as anything other than nothing short of amazing. We talked to Chris Fowler last hour, and he's saying, hey, this is very rare. We've never done this before. And by the way, this team keeps playing like they're playing. We'll come back next year. But I know there's a lot of hype with it. Does that make it difficult to get the team to concentrate, Coach?
No, I mean, we want them to soak it all in, too, you know, because it is a pretty neat experience, and not many college players get to have game day come to your campus, let alone back-to-back years. So we want to make sure that our kids get to enjoy that experience. But, you know, for us, we had a really good work day yesterday on Tuesday. We'll have another really good work day Wednesday and Thursday. We will take a little time on Friday to enjoy that experience. Then we'll bring them back Friday night as players and have our meeting as our normal schedule would be. And then on Saturday, I know game day is going on, but our kids will be focused on the task at hand, and that's getting ready to play Incarnate Word. So, you know, it probably helps that that so many of our guys got to experience it last year that they know what to expect. So I don't see it being a distraction, no.
One of your fans wants to know whether the coaching staff with the opponent will be a little more inclined to take chances and open up the playbook to work on some trick or gadget plays that you might use later in the season. Any plans for that this weekend?
No, we always have our few trick plays in on special teams and offense and stuff, whether or not we utilize those. It just based on how the game plays out. I know that you know, we started the game last week and had a trick play against us with Weber State. So you know, we've probably added a few more of those on defense to our offensive scout team, so our kids can prep that a little bit better. But you know, we'll stay with our constant game plan, which is to be able to run the football and then utilize some play action stuff. But we'll probably see a few different formations. We just, you know, we're pretty young still offensively, so we're still pretty new to the playbook. So we've got to open it up probably a little bit more on our playbook. But as far as tricks and stuff, probably not.
Last question. Sounds like you have plans to bring the team down after practice on Friday to kind of soak in all the things and set up for the ESPN College Game Day. And I also understand you're going to be a guest at the program, so you'll be on Game Day Saturday. Is that right?
I guess that is correct. I find out a little bit more with meetings that are starting today. But I'm hoping that they are able to showcase a lot of our players and showcase our program, showcase a lot of the other programs within NDSU Athletics, because we've got some unbelievable other programs that have had great success in postseason as well. But whatever that they ask us to do, we're going to be ready to do it and excited for the opportunity for those guys to be here again.
Congratulations. It's amazing. Coach Bull's gone. Gene Taylor's gone. Yet the national attention continues. You got a football program rolling. You haven't skipped a beat. Has to make you proud, Coach. Appreciate the time today. And we look forward to seeing lots of North Dakotans, Minnesotans, Montanans, South Dakotans, folks from all over the Northern Plains in Fargo this weekend for another historic weekend. Thanks so much for the time today.
You bet. Thank you. We're looking forward to a great weekend.
Coach Chris Kleiman of the NDSU Bison, our guest live from the North Dakota Corn Growers Association booth in the Expo Building at Big Iron. Tom Lilja, the top man of the North Dakota Corn Growers, is with us. How are you, Tom?
I am doing very well.
Nothing like Big Iron, is there?
It's usually the best weather week of the year.
I never know if it's cold and rainy is good because it keeps them out of the fields or what.
Well, it's always nicer to be in golf shirts this week, but not this week this year.
Yeah, exactly right. Free popcorn, by the way, when you come by the North Dakota Corn Growers booth, which is great fun. And your buttons have to be popping again over this National Genome Center coming here. Tell us a little bit about the latest on the plan.
We were very excited. It was a dead sprint. We got news from National Corn that they want to put it out on bids in March, and it was due July 1. And in 90 days, I think we did put the best package together, both financially and from the criteria that they had. I think a couple of the real strengths with our proposal is just the existing research infrastructure that we do have here. I know that the site selection committee was very impressed with the greenhouse facility. They were very impressed with the new livestock research facility up on 19th. And they were just amazed at the political support that we had from a number of legislators, governor, our ag commissioner. It was really a well put together proposal. We really made the case that, hey, you don't need to build new buildings. Let's co-locate this thing at an existing USDA lab that's right here. P.S., by the way, one of the four regional wheat genomicists in the nation is also located in this facility. By the way, we've had a number of top quality research projects that have come out of there with wheat stem rust. These researchers know what they're doing. It's quality research. By the way, the State Board of Ag Research has just listed their top priorities for the next session, and number one and number five deal directly with the genotyping and genomic sciences. So it just really tied in well together. I think one of the more gratifying calls I got was from their consultant when we were listed in the top two for finalists. He said, you know, you guys really put together an application that viewed this as a state asset. He said, I want to compliment you guys on that. A number of the other applications did not do that. And it was really a good compliment, really, for North Dakota for the commitment that the legislature has made towards these large research projects in the past, and really the successful research that we've conducted through the years.
Only have about a minute left here, but I want to ask when you think the fruits of all this labor will start paying off.
Well, you know, it was a partnership with Los Alamos Labs. The corn genome was mapped in 2009. What do we do with that? You know, we just spent $32 million on mapping this genome, and the partnership with Los Alamos basically developed a more advanced genotyping method. It's the vision of the National Corn Growers to apply this to all crops. That was one of the criteria. They wanted an area that had a lot of crop diversity. So it'll start out slow. They need to get an executive director hired here shortly. I know Dr. Verling will be in town next month. I'll try and get him on the radio with you, if that's okay.
Love to.
So we've got a lot of work to do, but the nice thing is we can retrofit that current lab. That won't take very long. These guys will be up and running. It's
all
off
good.
The races.
It's all good.
And it really has a lot. The implications for animal science research are also very large, too. And that was really another strength in our proposal. The other sites didn't really list a lot of the animal science research capabilities that they had. So it really came together very well.
Last quick question, literally 15 seconds for an answer. How's the corn crop going to be this year?
Wet. We were late, but it's good. Everybody I've talked to here, the bushels are there.
Sounds good. Great to see you. Thanks for having us, by the way.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
Today and tomorrow, North Dakota Corn Growers will be here. Big Iron Expo Building, Building C, right smack dab in the middle of the grounds. Come have some free popcorn. Tom Lilja from the North Dakota Corn Growers, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are back. Live from Big Iron today. We're at the North Dakota Corn Growers today. Tomorrow we'll be in the cab of one of those monster Apache sprayers from High Plains Apache out here at Big Iron. So come on by. It continues. This is the second of 3 days. And by the way, it's jammed today. They're everywhere, as a matter of fact. Levi Taylor, friend of the program, farms out near Jamestown, member of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Organization with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Well, hey, Levi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Are you in the field? Are you combining already?
No wheat or anything. Just kind of getting the heads ready and combines ready to roll here, hopefully before the end of the month, I guess.
What did you plant this year?
I planted soybeans and corn.
How's the corn looking, besides wet right now?
It's looking pretty good. We have some high hopes, but we like to be conservative, so I guess I reserve to tell you how good it is until we actually get in the field, I guess.
But I don't know how much rain you got last night, but I drove through Jamestown last night, and the rain was coming down pretty hard.
Yeah, it seems like we've gotten in a wet cycle here. I don't know when the tap's going to turn off. It'd be nice if it could be soon here before we get rolling. So
how's things going with the Young Farmers and Ranchers Organization of the Farm Bureau?
Good. We have an exciting event coming up ways from now, January 30th through February 1st. We have our Farm and Ranch Conference. It's going to be held in Bismarck this year. And we're really excited. We have a really good lineup of some keynote speakers and educational speakers. Our keynote speaker is going to be Ryan Belhusen, who is a Minnesota pig farmer. He was actually featured in the movie Farmland.
I remember the movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Yeah. So he's going to be coming, kind of giving a talk about his experience with the movie and whatnot. And then Saturday, we kind of get into the nuts and bolts, where we're going to be having Chris Barron from Iowa, who is the inventor of a profit manager software that helps farmers kind of get a better track of where all their expenses are going, and basically give them an overall view of their operation and how they can be profitable. And speaking of being profitable in a time like we are now, with grains and commodities being lowest as they've been in 5 years, I guess. So it's kind of been a perfect storm,
unfortunately,
perfect.
Right?
Well, yeah, I guess that's what you could say. So
yeah, but that's all the more reason you obviously need some. It gives you the edge, right, to have that level of expertise to be at conferences like that and just gain a little edge.
Well, absolutely, and we got to be able to adapt, with the times. With given where the prices are at, we got to take a look at our operations and see if there's possibly something else we can grow to be profitable. We got to just be willing to adapt and roll with the punches, so to speak.
How do people sign up for the conference, by the way?
Basically, the easiest way is to go to ndfb.org. There should be a link on there where they can register, print off a registration page, and look at the agenda of all the events coming up that we have for the conference. Or they can get in touch with their local Farm Bureau or County Farm Bureau level, and those folks would be happy to even help pay your way to get to the conference.
Great idea. And I was there last year. It was in Minot, and the economist you had was unbelievable.
Yeah, Mike Bolgi.
Yeah. Indiana, Purdue?
Purdue, yeah. Purdue University professor, I guess you could say, on Ag Econ. And yeah, he did a great job. So we're really looking to kind of take what we gathered last year and just keep rolling with that momentum into this next year and hopefully get a crowd of 300-plus people, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be in Bismarck again, folks. So ndfb.org, ndfb.org. By the way, if you go to ndfb.org and under the events category, you'll see the New York City trip December 7th. My wife Maria and I have been blessed with an opportunity to go with some growers out to New York City at Christmas time,
sure.
December 7th. You and your wife should come.
Yeah, well, they
she probably needs a break,
Yeah, well, two kids at home.
Get grandma and grandpa to watch the kids.
There you go.
And,
yeah.
Celebrate a successful harvest.
Absolutely.
And go to New York City in December.
Yeah, well, that'll be definitely on our radar getting into the winter months here.
Have you been there?
I've never been to New York. My wife has and swears that we need to go there again.
It is an unbelievable place.
Yeah.
Especially at Christmas.
Sure.
And, the Rockette Show is my favorite Christmas memory, and we're going to do that. We're going to do a Broadway show, professional tours, six meals. The whole thing's a blast. So looking forward to going to some farmers and ranchers that come December. If you haven't signed up yet, they tell me we're under 15 seats left now. So ndfb.org, and you also can check out the Young Farmers and Ranchers. It's called the Farm and Ranch Management Conference.
Correct. Yep.
And that's what you're looking for. Speaking of just prices and how things are looking, what's your take? I mean, there's a lot of sort of grim forecasts out there with these prices and with getting profits. product to market? What's your take on it?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a unique situation in North Dakota right now because we're up against some just really big issues with transportation and infrastructure problems. That's no secret. And, you know, the whole on a national scale, the whole country is just supposedly growing a monster corn and soybean crop. So when you have an influx of supply and not as much demand to keep up, I mean, that's just kind of what the market does, you know.
So it's just sort of survive this year? And
I think, you know, the mindset and what I gathered from Mike last year is kind of a year where you got to get by. You know, you just kind of do what you can to manage your inputs and, you know, not be looking to make a big home run, go at it, so to speak, and more or less live to play in another day, I guess.
Absolutely. Levi, good to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for giving us a little tip on the conference coming up in January, and look forward to chatting with some of the speakers maybe in advance of that event.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll line that up.
Good to talk to you. Levi Taylor with the North Dakota Farm Bureau Leadership of Young Farmers and Ranchers Group, live from Big Iron today, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. I've had folks come up and ask if they could borrow MyPillow. I said, no, you need to buy one. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Sorry, I'm not sharing MyPillow. Todd and Terry have already been fighting about that. They get that. So
Yeah. Don't ever
exactly.
share
or
your
the
own
telephone
pillow.
Number, Todd.
800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, keyword Scott.
Also, thanks to the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, one of our sponsors today as well. Had a great time at Dickinson yesterday. Back at Big Iron tomorrow, downtown Fargo for College Game Day with our friends from Cloverdale. Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagons coming in Friday and Saturday. We'll see you in downtown Fargo for ESPN College Game Day. It'll be a blast. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Guys, do you love beef jerky, but you're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store brands? Then you need to check out MeatTaffy.com. That's MeatTaffy.com. It's the absolute highest quality premium guy candy, and it's shipped right to your home. Go to MeatTaffy.com and check out their premium thin-cut jerky straight from the heart of Kentucky. MeatTaffy.com. High-quality premium guy candy shipped right to your door. Check out MeatTaffy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.